House Chamber Legislative Day 83.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Dixon. Representative Pierce, would you offer our invocation this evening, sir, our prayer? This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Pierce. It's good to have a minister in the delegation. I always just call him out.
You bow your heads with me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Our Father and our God, as we assemble this afternoon from a weekend rest, we thank you for what we were able to accomplish in our homes, our districts, and our churches. We pray, O God, as we come together this night, that you will continue to bless those who stand in need of a blessing. For, Lord, we all struggle with different things in life, but we know that you are able to do all things but fail. We pray, Lord God, you'll bless our efforts this week. Continue to stand with us and stand by us. We'll be so thankful to give your name the praise. For us, in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you, Garland, that's pretty good.
I'm going to spare a moment.
Gentleman from Hardin, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 21st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for June 21st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, we're going to take up some committee reports, but first, House Bill 924 on this evening's calendar, at the request of the bill sponsor, will be removed and will be calendared for Thursday. Representative Lewis, recognized, sent forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, rules calendar operates at the House committee report. House Bill 343, authorized LAC criminal records clerk, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
House Bill 429, Navigable Waters, Mandeville High, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
House Bill 463, Education, Job Readiness in Prisons and Jails, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
House Bill 557, Municipal Omnibus Bill, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
House Bill 872, Underground Utilities Safe Act Changes, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 55, Continuing Education on General Contractors, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 127, Protect Government Accountability, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 262, Union Exhibit Certain Hunting Acts, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 399, Rehire High Need Teachers, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 483, Vacation Rental Act Chart Changes, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 610, authorized Northern Peak Trail, favorable.
Calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 674, Sarah County, Mount Airy, Elkins County Board of Partisan.
Calendar for Tuesday. Representative Lewis, recognized, send forth additional committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, rules calendar operations House committee report. Senate Bill 394, changes to estates, trust statutes, favorable. House committee substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 594, Register of Deeds Updates, favorable. House committee substitute, unfavorable original bill.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, calendar for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 220, removal of political signs by citizens, favorable. House committee substitute, unfavorable Senate committee substitute.
Senate committee substitute, unfavorable counter. House committee substitute, counter for Tuesday.
Senate Bill 311, massage board membership, favorable. House committee substitute, unfavorable Senate committee substitute.
Committee substitute number one, counter for Tuesday.
House Bill 477, four-year terms, town of Bethel, favorable committee substitute number two, unfavorable committee substitute number one.
Committee substitute number one, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number two, calendar for Tuesday. Calendar. House Bill 383, the clerk will read.
Representative Carson Smith, House Bill 383, a bill to be entitled an act amending the charter of the town of Topsail Beach to provide for the filling of vacancies on the Board of Commissioners and to clarify the timing of the organizational meeting of the Pender County Board of Education. General Sir of North Carolina enacts.
Chairman from Pender, Representative Smith, recognized to debate the bill.
Move to concur, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman is recognized for a motion. The gentleman has moved that the House do concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 383. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This resolution passed the House, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago. There's only two changes been made. The first one is a clarification. Staff basically recommended some rewording of the section that deals with the provisions of filling the vacancies for the town of Topsail Beach. And the second really didn't have anything to do with Topsail Beach, but the staff also found the Pender County School Board has conflicting bills when it comes to their election. They are sworn in December now. There's a 1989 session law that says they're to be sworn in July. So that is an old law that we just need to take off the books. That's the only two changes, Mr. Speaker. I ask for a vote of concurrence.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 383. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Ross wish to record. Representative Cleveland wish to record on the bill. You want to vote? The clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative, 6 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 383, and the bill is ordered enrolled. House Bill 99, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil and Bowles, House Bill 99, a bill to be entitled an act to establish alcohol law enforcement as a separate division of the Department of Public Safety and to clarify the jurisdiction of primary responsibilities of alcohol law enforcement agents. General Senator North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we not concur with the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 99 and conferees be appointed.
Gentlemen's move the House do not concur. The Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 99. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Russell, gentlemen would like to record. Representative Graham. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. The House does vote not to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 99. The Senate will be so notified. The chair appoints the following conferees. Representative McNeil, chair. Members, Representative Bowles, Representative Richardson. The Senate will also be notified of that. House Bill 537, the clerk will read.
Representatives Conrad, Howard, Setzer, and Destin Hall. House Bill 537, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce the alternative highway use of tax for vehicle subscriptions. General Senator North Carolina enacts.
Representative Russell, was the gentleman wanting to be recorded as aye on that previous vote? Representative Russell will be recorded as having voted aye on the prior bill. Lady from Forsyth, Representative Conrad, recognized for a motion.
I move that we, the House concur with House Bill 537.
Was that motion to concur or not?
To concur.
Lady has moved that the House do concur. The Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 537. The lady has the floor to debate the motion.
Members of the House, there was only a small technical change in the definition of a long-term lease, just to acknowledge that sometime automobile dealerships lease fleets of cars to corporations or nonprofits instead of the singular. Please vote to concur.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur of the Senate Committee substitute House Bill 537. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will wipe machine, record the vote. 105 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 537, and the bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 656, clerk will read.
Representatives Lambert, Dobson, Murphy, and Sasser, House Bill 656, a bill to entitle an act to modify the law pertaining to Medicaid and NC Health Choice as needed for the implementation of Medicare Transformation, General Assembly, North Carolina, annex.
Gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do concur with the Senate changes to House Bill 656.
The gentleman's moved that the House do concur. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Briefly, members, it's a 21-page bill, but it's fairly benign from the time it was in the House chamber and when it went to the Senate, and now it's returned to us. The changes that were made were only necessary to comply with federal law and regulations. Real quickly, it establishes a process for beneficiaries to appeal a couple of different things, adverse decisions regarding benefit coverage, adverse decisions regarding requests to disenroll from a prepaid health plan, exempts contracts from office administrative hearing, directs the codification of the Medicaid transformation legislation into the general statutes, adds reference to PHPs in the general statutes where needed. Again, very benign, very straightforward. It's at the request of the department, consensus bill, and I'd appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the adoption of the motion concur with the Senate committee substitute, House Bill 656. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Jackson, how would you like to vote? Jackson, aye. Clerk, lock machine, record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 656, and the bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 924, the clerk will read. Actually, strike that. That bill is withdrawn from the calendar. House Bill 934, the clerk will read.
Representatives Blackwell, Lambert, Murphy, and Reeves, House Bill 934, a bill to be entitled an act expanding the right to try to provide access to investigational adult stem cell treatment for patients diagnosed with terminal or chronic illness. Joseph, North Carolina.
The gentleman from Burke, Representative Blackwell, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do concur with the Senate.
Gentleman has moved that the House concur. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Briefly, there's just a couple of changes which we were agreed upon in response to some input we got after the bill left the House and while it was still in the Senate. One of the substantive changes is simply to narrow somewhat the institutions that can act as the institutional review board that oversees these stem cell treatments. The second substantive change was to make it clear that the penalty section of the bill that deals with people who might be buying and selling adult stem cells would not have application to physicians and institutions actually engaged in legitimate research. I recommend that everyone vote yes again.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 934. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 106 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 934, and the bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 1016, the clerk will read.
Rules, calendar, and operations at House. House Bill 1016, a bill to be entitled an act to make appointments to the Board of Trustees for constituent universities of the University of North Carolina and the Board of Trustees of Cleveland Community College, General Assembly of North Carolina, annexed.
Gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to concur with Senate additions to House Bill 1016.
Gentleman has moved that the House do concur with Senate committee substitute. Gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
This is the standard university trustee appointments made by the Speaker and President Pro Tem, plus an appointment to an expiring term at Cleveland Community College. I request your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 1016. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Graham, Mr. Poole. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 74 having voted in the affirmative, 32 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 1016, and the bill is ordered and rolled. Senate Bill 225, the clerk will read.
Senators Perry, Tillman, and Horner, Senate Bill 225, a bill to be entitled Repeal Tuition Surcharge, General Assembly of the North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is a Senate bill and passed numerous committees and simply waives the tuition surcharge that can be granted. And one of those exceptions, for instance, would be a military service obligation. Would appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 225 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Carney, would the lady like to vote on the bill? The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 225 passed the second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 225 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 225, having passed third reading, is ordered and enrolled, sent to the governor. For what purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas Rice?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to change my vote on 1016 from a yes to a no.
Gentleman be recorded as having voted no on 1016.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
I wish to be recorded as no on 1016.
Lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016. For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, rise?
To have my vote on 1016 changed to a no. Thank you.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016. For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise?
To have my vote changed from 1016 to a no.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016. For what purpose, the gentleman from Vance, Representative Garrison, rise?
To have my vote recorded as no on 1016.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016. And for what purpose, the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Majeed, rise?
To vote no on 1016, sir.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016.
I hate to do this. I'm going to have to do it. I wasn't paying attention. I voted yes. I'm going to change it then.
For what purpose, the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Belk, rise?
To change my vote from yay to nay on 1016, please.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 1016. Members, for your planning purposes, tomorrow there will be a lengthy calendar. The budget will also, conference report will be released tomorrow, and I believe the respective caucuses will be meeting to review those at different points during the day, and then we will vote on the adoption of the conference report later this week, although we are affording some additional time for consultation with the governor prior to filing the document tomorrow, so we may still be working on that. But tomorrow does look like it may be a lengthy calendar. So we're now going to, before we go to notices and announcements, would ask our pages to come forward, please. While they're making their way, for what purpose, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
Inquiry of the chair, Mr. Speaker.
Recognized.
Mr. Speaker, you indicated that we will have a lengthy calendar tomorrow.
Do you have any idea about what time you think we will convene tomorrow?
3 o'clock. Wednesday,
3 o'clock. What about Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Mr. Speaker?
That's to be determined on a number of things. Depending on our rules and how and when the budget's produced, we could have to do a Thursday-Friday vote. We may inquire to see if the body's interested in doing a Wednesday-Thursday vote on the budget. It just depends how long folks want the budget sitting out there. So if there's an agreement to shorten the period for which the bill just has to sit out there, we could potentially take the budget up Wednesday and Thursday of this week.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, you don't think Saturday would be it?
I don't think so.
Thank you.
At this point, I don't. I mean, there's we are talking with the governor to see what proposals he would have as far as a budget, and if we needed to back up and put something in, we or change it, we're willing to do so. And Senator Berger and I both signaled that to the governor, and that would be the kind of thing that might keep us to Saturday. But if that's resolving a budget, we're certainly willing to do it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir. Chair has just informed the Energy Committee has a meeting set at 3 that's been set for a while, so the Chair is going to set session tomorrow for 4 p.m. to accommodate that. For what purpose, Jennifer Wilkes, Representative Elmore Rice?
Are we on notices and announcements yet?
Let me introduce the pages first, and then we'll come to that.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Just a moment. The House will come to order. Members, we're about to introduce the pages. Pages, in just a moment, the clerk's going to call your name, and when he does, please acknowledge that so my friend and my colleagues and I will know who each of you are. The clerk will introduce the pages.
Benjamin Briner, Henderson County, sponsored Representative Chuck McGrady. Caroline Bull, Wake County, sponsored Representative Darren Jackson. Jackson Carter, Wake County, sponsored Representative Terrence Everett. Eleanor Castorol, Mecklenburg County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Joshua James Claiborne, Shelby County, sponsor Representative Darren Jackson. Alice Connor, Wake County, sponsor Representative John Autry. Joseph Crane, Wayne County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. John D'Ambrosio, Wake County, sponsor Representative Gail Adcock. Jackson Farrell, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Madison Goodwin, Wake County, sponsor Representative Joe John. Laura McGlue, Randolph County, sponsor Representative Alan McNeil. Peyton Miranda, Cumberland County, sponsor Representative John Zoka. Jake Peterson, Henderson County, sponsor Representative Chuck McGrady. Riley Ponder, Union County, sponsor Representative Mark Brody. William Roberts, Wake County, sponsor Speaker Tim Moore. Kristen Sauls, Wayne County, sponsor Representative John Bell. Margaret Scott, Johnston County, sponsor Representative Donna White. Emily Sanowski, Wayne County, sponsor Representative John Bell.
To our pages, we certainly are glad to have you here with us this week. We hope you have an opportunity to learn a little bit about your government, but more importantly, to make some friends from around the state. I would ask my colleagues, please join me and welcome our pages this evening with us. You may return to your post. Notices and announcements. Gentleman from, for what purpose? Gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore Rice.
An announcement.
Recognize.
Education K-12 will meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock in room 643.
What purpose does the gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
A regular Tory Reform Committee will meet tomorrow at 11, room 1228.
What purpose does the gentleman from Johnson, Representative Strickland, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
The Ag Committee scheduled for in the morning at 8:30 has been canceled.
For what purpose, gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, rise?
For announcement and
recognized.
And Mr. Speaker, also a moment of personal privilege.
Recognized for both.
The announcement is that state and local government will meet Wednesday at 10 a.m. in room 1228. Mr. Speaker, I've looked at the email that I get every week, every Monday from School of Government, and I happen to notice that there was at least 1,018 public bills that were written and filed, and 681 local bills. That's almost just one shy of 1,700 bills that actually got filed, and Lord only knows how many staff labored over that never got filed, or something else happened to. But I know we're going to recognize those staff members who worked on the budget, but I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody in all the departments who worked on these bills, worked so hard, the many hours that they put into it, and I just want to thank them for that and ask everybody else to join me in thanking them as well.
And the gentleman's point is well taken. We have very great, we have very good staff both on the central and partisan side that do an amazing job, and I think we can certainly show our gratitude to them as well. Absolutely. So. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs Senate Bill 377, Military Base Protection Act, be removed from the Committee on Rules. We refer to the Committee on Energy and Public Utilities with a serial referral back to rules added thereafter. For what purpose? The gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Harris, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This weekend, as our days began to grow shorter, my seatmate has grown 1 year older. So I want everyone to celebrate Representative Christy Clark's, what I suppose to be her 23rd birthday yesterday. And a happy birthday, Representative Clark.
What purpose, gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
Point announcement.
Recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. That is 9:00 a.m. And I look forward to your prompt attendance. Please look at your email about the exact location, but tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise.
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
Members recognized.
The House Education Universities Committee will meet tomorrow at 11 a.m. in 421. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Yancey, Representative Presnell, rise?
For an announcement.
Ladies recognized.
Transportation Committee will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 o'clock in 1228. We have 8 bills. Please be prompt.
What purpose, gentlemen from Union, Representative Arp, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentlemen recognized.
Energy and Public Utilities will meet tomorrow, 3 o'clock in room, 643, taking up 2 bills, PCS to Senate Bill, 377 and, S-529. Thank you.
Clerk's recognized for an announcement.
The House Committee on Finance, Subcommittee on Annexation, De-Annexation, meet tomorrow, Tuesday, the 25th at 9:30 a.m. in room 425 LOB.
What purpose, the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise.
Thank you, Mr. To ask Representative Presnell a question.
Lady from Yancey, yield to the lady from Durham.
I do.
Shields.
Thank you, and I heard your announcement is transportation tomorrow at 1. It was listed at 10 a.m. It's been changed to 1.
It's been changed to
okay,
1.
Thank you.
12:28.
Thank you.
What purpose, the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, rise.
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Hearing that Energy and Public Utilities will meet tomorrow at 3 o'clock, is there a different time we're convening tomorrow?
We're going to convene at 4.
Okay.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 25th at 4 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Hunter, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, June 25th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. House Bill 477, four-year terms, Town of Bethel, be directed that be removed from tomorrow's calendar. Calendar for Wednesday. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 124, Small Town Mixed Beverage Election Requirements, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. See referrals to the Committee on Elections and Rules are added. Senate Bill 535, Authorized State Park Clarify Corps Name, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on State and Local Government. A see referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 413, Raise the Age Modifications, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary. Share referrals to the Committee on Rules is added. The Speaker makes the following committee assignments. Add Representative Barnes to Judiciary. Add Representative Humphrey to Judiciary. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 84, Walkertown Zoning Authorizations, is withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.